We're on the corner of Victoria and Pollington Streets. This is stop number 5 on our tour. Architectural mysteries will keep appearing on this walk, and like the house we just visited at number 14, at number 8, all is not as it seems. At first glance, this is an ordinary Edwardian house, a prime example of residential architecture from the period between Federation in 1901 and the end of the First World War. Edwardian houses like this are a rarity in the parts of St Kilda that we cover. And in fact, this one is something of a fake. Number 8 is in fact a continuation of the Victorian terrace at numbers 10 and 12.
You can get a perspective when you see the two so-called working class cottages and this house, the third one at the corner. You can get some idea of its evolution.
Alex New is an architect and the current owner of number 8 Victoria Street.
My understanding is that around about 1926-27, somebody renovated this place and redid the whole thing and upgraded into a hybrid of Edwardian, Federation, Victorian. Some of the old windows, like the front windows of the ones next door, the front windows are used as the side windows for this house. And of course, there's a bit of Queen Anne as well in the little oriel windows and a bit of stained glass. So it has all these little elements. Internally, it still kept that late Victorian features, like the pediments above the doors.
This house, like numbers 10 and 12, began life sometime in the mid-1860s as six-room terraces. Number 8 became a holiday residence, some kind of respectable B&B.
Further on, in the 40s, they built a two-story place at the back. It's just an ordinary cement-rendered two-story block without any particular characteristic. I dub it as Tel Aviv Modern in the St Kilda terminology.
Like many of the buildings we look at on this tour, the fortunes of Alex New's house mirror the fortunes of St Kilda itself.
When I first bought it, which was back in 1979, it was a boarding house. There used to be 9 so-called apartments because there were numbers on the doors of each room. Nobody wanted to live in this part of St Kilda around about the time that I purchased the house. This used to be known as part of the Devil's Rectangle, where the prostitutes used to hang around, you see. And even across the road, this renovated two-story Victorian, one of them used to be a brothel.
St Kilda architect Alex New, the owner of number 8 Victoria Street. Let's continue down Victoria Street towards the bay. As you pass the glass foyer of the large apartment block, look at the tree growing inside, and note how the huge glass windows reflect the backs of the building opposite. 2 Victorian homes dwarfed by 2 blocks of brown brick flats rising above them. Keep walking towards the sea and turn to your right when you reach the corner of the Esplanade. Our next stop is outside the famous Espy, a Victorian hotel with sweeping stairs leading to its entrance. Behind it looms a huge new apartment tower with curving lines.